This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The city's 2025 budget is complete, and it could mean a tax break for some, while others will pay more in taxes. The budget is up nearly 3% from last year to $48 million. Included in that is $1.3 million for ambulance service, $3.4 million for the library, along with funding for the Clear Wells Project and another major city project. The owner of an average $200,000 home will get a 10% tax cut, but given the recent revaluation, some people will be seeing a significant increase in their property taxes. The Common Council will hold a public hearing on the proposed budget coming up next Wednesday. Another solid quarter for the Oshkosh Corporation. Oshkosh reported yesterday that their third quarter had sales increased by 9% to $2.74 billion. Earnings per share were $2.75, and the company declared a quarterly dividend of 46 cents per share. Tomorrow is the final day of in-person absentee voting at 19 East Irving. Hours are from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Next Tuesday, of course, is the general election. Page 2, volunteers, county health department employees, and students from Oshkosh North High School will all take part Sunday in the Leave No One Behind program. The group is offering yard cleanup to the elderly and those with disabilities. Groundbreaking for the Mill on Main is set for tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning. The project will bring housing, restaurants, and retail to the South Main area. UW Oshkosh remains the third largest state university in Wisconsin. UW Oshkosh officially has 12,964 students this semester. Former President Bill Clinton will be in town this afternoon. Clinton will speak with Democrat volunteers who are canvassing neighborhoods. From Oshkosh, the former president goes on for a rally in Milwaukee. You have until noon today to vote for the Roxy Supper Club in the WHBY Supper Club Challenge. Voting is done on the station's website. And it's Halloween. Trick-or-treating is tonight from 5 till 7 p.m., so slow down on your way home from work this afternoon. Turning to sports, Lourdes Academy moves into the second round of the state high school football playoffs on Friday night. The Knights will host Hilbert in that game. And single-game tickets are now on sale for the upcoming Wisconsin Herd season at the Oshkosh Arena. That's a check on Newsworthy for Thursday. I'm Bob Brunell. Have a great weekend. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.